I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Sarcoidosis is an inflammatory disease of unknown cause that affects the lungs in 90% of patients. To talk about the diagnosis, treatment, and research related to this disease is Dr. Ennis James. He's a pulmonary and critical care physician and the clinical director of the Susan Pearlstein Sarcoidosis Center at MUSC. Dr. James, how common is sarcoidosis in the United States and in South Carolina?
We don't have exact numbers, but we generally feel that about 150 to 200,000 people in the United States are affected by the disease. In South Carolina specifically, it's more common, which is mainly related to our high percentage of African American patients.
And tell us about this disease.
Sarcoidosis is a systemic inflammatory disease that's characterized by what we call granulomatous inflammation. It can affect really any organ in the body. Most commonly, as you mentioned, can affect the lungs, but can also affect the heart, brain, skin, and eyes.
And we don't know the cause of this disease.
Despite our best efforts, we still have not identified a single cause for sarcoidosis. We've known about sarcoidosis for almost 150 years, but unfortunately, because of its various clinical manifestations, it's been very difficult to study.
Who's at risk of getting this disease?
African Americans have a higher prevalence of sarcoidosis and in general have a greater severity of disease with sarcoidosis, but all races and ethnicities are at risk of getting sarcoidosis.
How is this disease diagnosed?
It's difficult, but classically we describe patients who have a typical clinical presentation in combination with a biopsy showing granulomatous inflammation.
And what is the treatment?
The majority of patients with sarcoidosis don't require treatment, but those who do will usually be treated with some form of prednisone therapy to suppress the immune system.
And Dr. James, does this condition eventually go away, or is this a chronic, lifelong condition?
About 30% of patients will go on to have a chronic form of the disease that requires treatment for greater than 2 years, but a large portion of patients will have resolution of the disease by 2 to 5 years.
What's going on in terms of research with sarcoidosis?
We are currently investigating new imaging techniques to better diagnose and follow patients who are undergoing treatment. We're also investigating new ways to diagnose cardiac involvement with sarcoidosis, in addition to translational research, identifying markers and potential therapeutic targets to prevent the development of fibrosis, which is another word for scarring, which is really what we want to prevent in treating patients with sarcoidosis.
Is this a disease that is often misdiagnosed?
50% of patients usually require greater than 6 physician visits, and there are about 10% of patients who go up to 2 years before a diagnosis is reached. So oftentimes patients are given antibiotics for a pneumonia or an upper respiratory tract infection, and then months later will actually be told that they had sarcoidosis the entire time.
And for those types of patients, what are the typical symptoms that sends them to the doctor in the first place?
Cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, and sometimes fevers and weight loss.
Dr. James, thank you for providing this information about sarcoidosis.
Happy to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.